Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Recoast, the Rangers Rewards fan card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Ranger fans really want. Apply today at rangersrewards.com. And our special guest today for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show will receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers, a proud Rangers sponsor. Visit one of the seven DFW locations today or check them out at pluckers.com. And our special guest is Rangers reliever Pete Fairbanks. How you doing today, Pete?
I am doing all right. How about you guys?
Hey, doing great. We really appreciate you jumping on with us. Your story is a fascinating one, and you've gone from single A to double A to triple A, and now find yourself in the bigs hitting over 100 miles an hour on the radar gun. So this is after two Tommy John surgeries. So let me just start there and say, your velocity was in the 89-91 range, my understanding, and now you're up around 100. How did this come to be, sir?
Well, obviously I went through my second Tommy John rehab with the Rangers, and I really focused on retooling my arm action. I worked with our rehab pitching coordinator, Keith Comstock, who everybody knows as Tommy. And so he and Sean Fields, they were both, I came to him with the changes I wanted to make, and they were on board with it, and it's gotten me into better positions than them. And then, the strength aspect of things that I was able to focus on for that year, I think, have really helped me out and boosted the velocity.
Times have changed quite a bit. It used to be 10 years ago, someone said Tommy John, and everyone freaked out. But I would love you, if you can go back there, what were your emotions like going into a second Tommy John surgery? Like, what were you thinking about your situation and where you were headed with your career at that point?
Well, I think I kind of had a unique perspective on it. I was actually talking to my wife and then Brett Martin, one of my buddies, about it. And so I kind of looked at it. Once I knew that I had to have it, it was more of I gave myself an actionable goal, which was to change my arm action, to get myself into these better spots and kind of be able to retool everything. Because I think that, what I was doing before really was not working for me. The velocity wasn't as good as it is now. The stuff wasn't as good. The command wasn't as good. The health wasn't as good. And so, I think to be able to put it into a perspective where I was giving myself this goal that I could work towards every day in the throwing program, I think kind of set my sights straight and kept me, pretty upbeat for that rehab.
How difficult is it to live in at least four different places over the course of 1 year? Because I imagine you get yourself into commitments with leases and apartments, cars, whatever. How difficult has that been? I know it's rewarding and it's worth it, but how challenging has that aspect been?
Well, so far I've only had to pay rent in North Carolina and Kinston in our high A team. I managed to skip out on having to pay in Frisco and in Nashville, so that was fortunate. But right now I'm in Boston with the team. All my clothes are in Nashville. Hmm. And I'm paying rent in North Carolina, and my truck is in Frisco. So it's kind of scattered, but and right now I'd say it's all worth it.
Man, they should call you Ramblin' Man. Pete Fairbanks joining us here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So, I'm doing a little research on you, and I think part of it is because you have family that have worked in schools and such, but you are at least deemed to be a voracious reader. And so I'm curious if you've kept that up, if that's what, your main time away from baseball is, and what type of stuff do you enjoy reading?
Yeah, let's see. Right now I'm reading a book called The Golden Compass. It's part of a trilogy that is actually going to be a show on HBO here either this year or next year. So I started that just to kind of prep myself because I do love a good HBO show. Hmm. Just finished Game of Thrones. That's a whole other subject, a can of beans that will really get me fired up that I don't want to branch into right now, take up all your time.
We don't mind.
No, so yeah, that Thrones, I mean, anything of that like kind of high fantasy epic type genre, I'm a big fan of, a big Star Wars fan. So yeah, usually just trying to trying to keep myself busy until I get to go to the field and work on my craft for the day.
Man, that's awesome. We do want to go down that road with you. Let's talk about Game of Thrones. In your opinion, it sounds like you feel like maybe it fell short, as most people do, in with the season finale and in the final season overall. So if it was up to you, who would have won the throne?
Well, I would have been happy with a Jon Snow on the throne, but, you know, with all the stuff surrounding Martin and what he was trying to do, I kind of felt that that was never going to happen. The fact that it was Bran is still a little tough to swallow, but, you know, for the most part, I thought the ideas of the season were good. The execution just kind of sucked.
So, Pete, as someone who's never seen the show personally, is it a bad take that I don't understand why the dragon didn't just take the throne?
No, that's not a bad take. I don't want to spoil anything for you, so I won't get into it, but it was tough.
I'm wanting to do my own spinoff series with just the dragon, so
don't worry about spoiling. That would do well, I think.
Thank you.
Drogon's adventures.
Yes, and let's go ahead and say there will be a spoiler alert here. The dragon, when Jon Snow killed Dany, the dragon breathed the river of fire in anger and destroyed the throne instead of destroying Jon Snow. Was the dragon smart enough to know that, okay, this damn throne is the reason for all this sadness and loss? So, or was it just trying to avoid hitting Jon Snow?
I'd like to think that the dragon was smart enough to know what it was doing when it melted the Iron Throne. Also, I would have liked to have seen at least somebody try and burn Jon Snow. I know Viserion tried. Obviously, the Night King got Phantom Menace out of existence there. But it seems like he would have been invulnerable either way, being a Targaryen. Not that that really mattered at the end.
I've always said the two greatest questions are, do dragons know what they're doing when they burn the throne, and do horses know when they've won the Derby? Those are like the two main questions, really, things about life. Talking to Pete Fairbanks here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So John Daniels told us yesterday that Elvis approached him and said, man, we probably need to keep this guy around a little bit. What has it been like so far trying to integrate with your teammates on the big league level?
It's a little different than the minor leagues. Obviously, we've got guys who have been around the game a long time, have been very successful. So just trying to hang out, kind of, you know, feel your way around, find a niche for yourself and kind of still be able to be yourself, but, you know, respect everybody else that's around you.
You know, I got to ask you this. So, you know, obviously you're lighting up radar guns, like I said, but there are times where there's a significant droppage of speed, and I'm curious, for some pitchers, that's throwing a different pitch entirely, but other pitchers just throw the same pitch at different velocities. So I'm curious, with regard to you, what are all the different things you throw, and do you just mix up velocities of the same pitch?
Right now I'm just four-seam fastball and slider. If it's around, you know, 87 to 90, it's a slider, and if it's harder than that, it's probably a fastball.
Got it. Interesting. Well, man, it's a lot of fun watching you pitch, and it's fun talking Game of Thrones with you, and we want to wish you much continued success, and hopefully we'll have you back on the show down the road.
All right, that was good. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. There he goes.
Pete
Fairbanks joining us. Man, that's another interesting storyline for the Texas Rangers, the development of another talented young player
rapid
ascent.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.